I'm sorry, Tony. I don't care what you had planned this year. Your sister is 6 years old. Don't you remember how excited you were for trick-or-treating at that age? My father couldn't hide the disdain in his voice. Yeah, but Dad, I'm not even going to be taking Bailey trick-or-treating. We're going to a large empty field with a bunch of cars with their trunks open. Can't you just buy her candy at the store? Why can't you take off anyway? My dad rolled his eyes. Real mature. Sure, no problem. I'll get right on that, dude. I'm glad that you think that the work I do is so menial that I can take off at a moment's notice. It's not my fault that they changed Halloween this year. It was October 31st my entire life, and our father's life, and my grandfather's before him. Why change it now? An entire petition wasted on stupid stuff. Now is my turn to roll my eyes. Yeah, Dad, I know. Heard you go over this a million times, but I was supposed to go see Jade tonight, remember? It took me over 2 weeks to get the courage to ask her out. Now I have to cancel? A look of lost recognition crosses his weathered face. Bring her with you. I think it'll be nice. You two can't get into much trouble together with your sister there. And besides, your teenage boys who babysit their sisters are all the rage nowadays. Dad, don't try to be cute. It's gross. Come on, Tony. Please. My father pleaded. Just help me out this one time. I know how important your friends are to you, but family comes first. Besides, there's supposed to be more cars than ever this year. 17. Is that what she's going on about? For her practicing counting to 20 all week. Thought it was for school. Fine. I'll take her. No problem, Dad. A wide smile forms on his smug face. Thank you. I love you. Besides, I don't think you're thinking of the big picture here. I shrug my shoulders in response. He continues. With the trick-or-treating events being moved up this year, that frees up actual Halloween, which, if you remember, I already took off in anticipation of taking Bailey myself. So, you help me out tonight, and Halloween night, you can do what you like, okay? I really have to get going now. And out the door he went, only leaving the lingering scent of cigarettes and cheap cologne behind. How did I not expect this? Dad's become more dependent on me each year since our mom died. I understand it's a lot for him to go through, but I lost Mom too. Barely had a chance to mourn before he thrust me into her metaphorical footprints. At the end of December, I'll be 18 years old. There's only 2.5 months left for him to prepare for life without me in the house. I worry about moving out and leaving him and Bailey alone, and that makes me resentful. Anger boils through my brain. My mom's gone. Anger boils through my blood at the drunk driver. I've only seen 15 days of jail time for killing her. The blood coursing through my heart boils because I had to stay behind to pick up the pieces. Like a mirror, sure. If you break it once, you'll be able to put it back together. It won't look quite the same, but it's still a mirror. But what if those same pieces were broken repeatedly, though? Before long, there's nothing left to put back together. My inner rant is interrupted by the sound of footsteps skipping down the stairs. Bailey must be ready to go. Can't even remember what Mom said she'd be going as this year. As much as it can be a pain in my ass, ain't the kid's fault. I guess I should be stoked to spend a little time with her. I mean, she's always remembered this being the Halloween that her big brother took her trunk-or-treating. Hell, maybe we'll even go for ice cream after. Bailey's smile had an effect on everyone that saw it. You know, it's contagious. Like a yawn. She looked so proud of her costume this year, as I should have guessed. It was a black cat, her favorite animal. When she was about 3, she heard our father talking to a friend about bringing in her black cat during Halloween because people like to be mean to them. I remember her asking me later that night why people would be mean to black kitties. I explained to her that it was due to a silly superstition. People thought black cats were evil, brought bad luck. She made up her mind then and there to make them her favorite animal. She said she just knew they weren't bad. Just misunderstood. Anyway, she's shaking like a rocket, about to take off into space with excitement, her Peppa Pig's pillowcase swaying back and forth, eagerly awaiting candy. Jade texted me on the way out the door, asking me how my day was. I told her all about Bailey and Trunk or Treat, and she seemed really excited, and invited herself to join us. Who would have thought? I gave her the location and time, and then Bailey and I were on our way. She hummed excitedly from the back seat for the entire ride, only stopping to ask if I thought they would have this candy or that, excitedly saying that sometimes they give out stickers or erasers. A dry chuckle escaped my lips. When I was her age, stickers and erasers were considered duds. They were almost as bad as nickels or apples to us back then. The lights in the field were all set up. It'd be dark soon. There were lots of decorations, booths, and cars. Every trunk had a different display inside. One even had dry ice coming from the back seat to make it look like witches' cauldrons, complete with a broom resting against the back fender. Bailey was out of the car the second that I had it in park, bouncing around the field with glee. "All right, little one," I called after her. "Let's go to the first car." She was fascinated. The back seat and trunk were all decorated with webbing. Two fuzzy, fake spiders sat in each corner of the trunk. A plastic bowl with spiders glued into it was placed in the middle with any kind of candy that you could think of on the outside. Bailey gave the ritualistic trick-or-treat greeting and took exactly two pieces of candy. She even let out a little mew when the car owner complimented her costume. Warmed my heart to see her enjoying herself. And Dad was right. There were exactly 17 cars this year. If I would have let her, she would have hit all of them in a little under 10 minutes. That would have been over. I told her that we should walk around between each one and see what else was there. We want to try to get the most out of our Halloween experience. She happily agreed upon spotting the Apple Bob station. I tied up her hair as best I could with her wiggling around like a slippery eel, and in no time at all, she raised her head from the bucket, her mouth proudly displaying a shiny red apple in her teeth. I congratulated her, placed the apple in her pillowcase after drying it, and we moved on to the next trunk. This one had chrome baking sheets inside, each with various parts of a makeshift Frankenstein body. "Tony!" My head whipped up as soon as I heard my name called. It was Jade. Out of all the girls in the entire field, she was the most beautiful, by volumes. I could barely believe that she was there to see me and not someone else. "Hey, Tony. You guys having fun?" She leaned down to be eye level with Bailey. "Hey, kiddo. My name's Jade. I'm friends with your brother. You look so amazing. I love your Peppa Pig pillowcase. Ask your mom where she got it, please. I want to get one just like it." She throwed me a wink as she says this. Bailey murmured in response, complimenting the bracelet that Jade wore to be polite in return. My devious brain had an idea. Hey, Bailey, I'll tell you what. Why don't you hit those last three trunks over there, and I'm going to stand here with my friend for a minute, okay? I'll only be 10 feet away. She did as I asked, looking back for a reconfirmation as she reached the first trunk. Go ahead, get some good stuff, Jade yelled softly to Bailey. Thanks for letting me know about this, Tony. It's nostalgic as hell. I almost feel like a little kid again myself. Bailey's what, 6, 7? She's 6, I tell her. Jade laughs. When I was her age, I was Catwoman. Some basic concepts, I guess. I rocked it. She placed her hand in mine, her large Bambi eyes melting my heart the more they look into mine. Out of all the girls that I've ever met in school, none have had quite an effect on me like Jade. She's absolutely perfect in the most imperfect ways. The chicken pox scar above her right eye drives me crazy. It was stupid. I know it now. But in the moment, I couldn't help myself. I made my move, leaning in to give her a kiss. It's only supposed to last for a second. My body overwhelmed with heated tingles, and that second turned into 2, then into 10, till I was so wrapped up in her that I stopped counting. Still, though, I know I couldn't have taken my eyes off of Bailey for more than 30 seconds, if that. When the kiss ended, Jade's face held an expression of concern mixed with horror. Tony? Tony, where's Bailey? I don't know what to look for because I've only seen her once, but I definitely don't see any black cats. I turned around in a panic. My eyes scanned the lot as fast, as quickly, and as carefully as possible. Jay was right there. Bailey is not. I called her over and over, screaming for her at the top of my lungs. Bailey? Hey, where are you, kiddo? Jade calls as well. But there's no one there. Not anymore. She turned to me once again, her face as white as whole milk. Jade continued to stare at the empty fields. Tony, how many cars did you say there were supposed to be this year? 17, I replied. I'm sure of it. Bailey wouldn't stop talking about it. She even focused on counting to 20 this week to make sure that she didn't miss one. We counted the cars out loud together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. It being a community event made it almost impossible to find anyone in an official capacity. I had no idea who was in charge or who put the event together. When we finally found someone, we were informed that the 17th car had canceled at the last minute. The field deputy looked annoyed behind his aviator glasses. I'm sorry, but in such short notice, we weren't able to get a volunteer for the 17th car. Now, don't worry. We supplied the cars with extra candy to make up for the shortage. Tobacco juice escaped the left corner of his frowning mouth. He made no attempt to wipe it away or spit it out. Sure, she just ran off in one of the bounce houses. 17. I know I counted 17 cars. Where's the 17th car? Where's Bailey? Hey there, kids. It's me, Mr. Creepypasta, and I just wanted to tell you thank you for watching tonight's video. Because this is October, I'm going to make this nice, short, and sweet. If you'd like to help support the show or the podcast, head over to patreon.com/MrCreepyPasta. If you'd like to get yourself some new Halloween and creepypasta-inspired teas, you can head over to etsy.com/shop/ivorymonocletea. And if you want to catch me, Creeps McPasta, and Mew during our live Halloween tour around the southern U.S., head over to creepypasta.shofetti.com. That's creepypasta.shofetti.com. Hang on to your hats, kids, because this year is a 31-day Halloween countdown. Happy Halloween and sweet dreams.